there, welcome to A Wee Blether About, a podcast from the Academic Skills team at UWS. My name is Linda Riches and I'm one of the Academic Skills Advisors at the University. Referencing something we talk an awful lot about in Academic Skills, and we thought today it would be worth just looking at a little bit of an update to the referencing style, a new referencing book that is out. So we're going to have a little chat about that. And as always, I'm joined by my fellow Academic Skills Advisors. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
And not forgetting John. Hi, John.
Hi, Linda. I like being the not forgetting person.
always. We thought we would just quickly sort of talk this through. Nothing to panic about, but just to be aware that there is a new edition of the Harvard Cite Them Right book. And actually, we'll come to John first because it was John that spotted it. Let's give credit where it's due.
Well, only 2 weeks after it came out, we noticed that new edition.
Yeah, so it's the, what number edition are we on now?
The 13th.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, so 13th edition. Most of you listening will have probably the 12th edition, and some of you might be still using the 11th edition. But we just really wanted to highlight that, you know, sort of every couple of years they bring out a new edition of the book.
It's every 3 years, it seems to be. Yeah, it's kind of quite an exciting time in our lives as an academic. That's how we measure time, isn't it?
It's the
13th realm.
That's right. Yeah.
Era. Yeah.
Yeah. So in the book, I don't think there's anything that's really, you know, major. There's every book, what they will do because it's a new edition, they will make some slight changes. But we did notice something, didn't we, John, just around Harvard, that Harvard and books, their sort of guidance around that. So just wondered if you can update us on that, what they say in the 13th and noting that it's slightly different to what they say in the 12th.
Yeah, so there seems to be a recognition that with e-books out there now, and also that sometimes it's quite hard to find publication details of a book, especially if it is an ebook. They have changed their guidance with books that you do not need to put in the place of publication. So that was always a requirement if you were doing your reference list reference for a book. You needed before the publisher to put in the place of publication. They have changed their guidance now. I think they say you can do that if you want to, but I would advise, why do that if you don't have to? So,
save yourself some work there. And sometimes there can be lots of different places of publication, I notice, on books, and it can be a little bit confusing.
Especially if it's printed kind of internationally as well. It's sometimes quite a difficult job to actually recognise what the... And the thing is, always with that, you had to put in the city name rather than the country's name. And it's not obvious sometimes what the town or city name is. And there was restrictions on it. If it was an American book, you always had to put the two-letter code for the state in as well. So this has made our lives easier.
Good.
Well, students' lives easier and our lives easier as advisors as well, I think.
So. Yeah, so I suppose, so sometimes in the new editions, they will just tidy up maybe things that there have been questions about and concerns. So that's something just to note. And also just something else, Carly, that is quite a change in the book is quite a discussion now about artificial intelligence. So am I right in thinking there's quite a big section on that now in the book?
Yeah, that's the other big change that's really, really helpful and quite timely as well, because that is something that's definitely entered the academic realm of discussion and we're all kind of confronted with. So they do have a pretty decent section on AI. It gives really good advice and information on what it is in the first place, if you're not entirely sure how it's defined and what it involves or what it might kind of encompass, what might be considered AI. Give some advice on how you might use it as well, if you're okay to use it in an assessment, how you might use it ethically and responsibly, which is really important if you are to use it. So it's really good to look at. I would definitely recommend taking a look at it and making sure you understand it. If you have any questions about AI, you can always refer to our policy as well. And it's just good to have a handle on what it is, so you know whether or not what you might be planning to use for an assessment is appropriate based on your assessment guidance. So that's a pretty big change from the 12th edition. That's probably the biggest change then overall. Doesn't necessarily affect how you reference so much, but it is in that kind of field. So it is good to take a look at that.
Yeah, and it's something, Maddie, where they very much emphasize that idea of using AI in a critical way, and there's quite a bit of guidance around that as well. Which, do we think that will be helpful for students? It'll just sort of point them in the right direction, just make them think about some of the issues with AI?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in the same way that we ask students to be critical when they're reading sources, so the book also takes that approach to using AI. So we're not just thinking of it as, you know, a passive thing that just gives you information, but actually a tool to be used at specific times and also a tool that needs evaluation. So they give a really helpful acronym that you can maybe try and remember. You could use this for any source, really, but they specify it kind of in the context of AI, and it is ACORN, so A-C-O-R-N, ACORN. And there are similar acronyms that might be out there as well. You might have heard of other ones, but what it is A is for accurate. So is what you're reading fact or is it opinion, maybe? C is for current. So how up to date is it? If you can't tell that, then you don't know how recent the information is. Okay. So always being critical. And then O for objective. So does the information seem balanced or is it biased to a really specific point of view to one side? Can you maybe check it against other opinions that you are aware of in order to figure that out? Then we're at R, so relevant. Is it relevant for the topic that you are discussing? I think that's a really big one. We've all had conversations recently about seeing maybe AI come up in work, and actually it's just not been helpful because it isn't actually serving to answer the question. So it's not being helpful, even if it's saving time with writing or something like that. It's not doing the task. So R for relevant, then N, final one, for named. Can you check the sources used? Okay, does the information give you evidence of where the sources came from? So are they experts in their fields? Are they those kind of mythical references that don't actually exist somewhere? Or do they just not? Does it just not say? Okay, and we always need to be able to track the original source and reference it, which is why there is this topic in a referencing book, because we need to reference all the information. So again, that was ACORN, just as a way to think critically if you are using AI in a context where you're allowed, permitted to use it for an assignment, to make sure that you're using it in that critical manner. So you can maybe just jot that down, so that you can keep it in your mind for if it ever becomes relevant for you.
Yeah. No, that's really good advice. And, you know, like you said, it's, you know, we want to think critically anyway. But yes, if you're even looking at AI or thinking about using it in any way, then using that ACORN as a way of just sort of checking. And like you said, we've all come up against assignments where there's information there that you think that's not relevant, so why is that in there, you know, or sources that either don't exist or are not relevant to the actual topic. So yeah, some good advice there as well. And I think we also want to say this is not a podcast where we're saying run out and buy the 13th edition of the book. It's just making you aware that there are some updates to the book. So if you are, you know, thinking of getting the referencing book, you've not got one and you're getting it for the first time, then we'd always tell you to get the latest edition, which is the 13th. But if you've got the 12th edition and that's what you're using, then, you know, just being aware of those couple of changes, but you can still use much of the information that's in there, will be absolutely fine. We should also mention that the library, we know, have been really busy updating their website pages. And so there'll be advice on there. They have quite a lot of referencing advice as well. So we would expect to see some information on there about that. So just really a little quick update on referencing. I'm sure it's a topic we'll come back to again this academic year. Just remember, if you've got referencing questions, anything that you want to ask us about, you can book an appointment. And you can book with us through the student app or the Academic Skills website. And as always, we'd love your comments, your feedback. If you've got particular, you know, queries about AI or referencing that you would like us to discuss a bit more, then do drop us an email at skills@uws.ac.uk. So that's us. Thanks very much, everyone. And thanks for listening.